Charlie got CD. He got CD today.
You're going to blame it on the 11-year-old.
Yes.
I heard the big move.
All right. Let's hit it.
All right. Hitting it. Music.
Yeah, I'll just hit it live. I'm in a good mood. I'll do it live. We are the 1, 2, 3
Sore Losers!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports. So I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
Hey, what's up? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. Don't know the who's who's, and I don't know the what's what's.
Want to say it before I forget. Happy belated birthday, Sarah. I told you I was going to do it, and I did it.
Well, if you're doing that, good morning, coaches. September 27th is my 21st birthday. Wonder if you guys had a few recommendations for my first few legal drinks. I'm sending this a month in advance, hoping you guys haven't pre-recorded the podcast that far ahead. I'll hang up and listen. Coach Corbin. That's P.S. Go Green Team and screw Marvin and Mitchell.
That is... I got to start silver. It went too long. That is a great deep tease. Guys, I'm Sizzin. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I live on the west side of Nashville, Tennessee, in the central time zone with Baser, my wife. On the week ends, we shotgun hard seltzers, White Claw edition. My nephew's name is Boomer. My sister's name is Muffy, and my name is Sizzle. Guys, over to you.
Man, we got so much to get to. We got Pitts' pickle. Pitts is in a pickle. I got a DraftKings dilemma that I need to run by you guys.
Wow, we're teasing segments.
We got Monday Night Football, the good, the bad, the ugly. But first, I want to start with a parenting thing that I just don't understand kids.
Got rid of my kids.
More lifestyle, less sports.
My 3-year-old is potty trained. Like, we did the whole potty training.
Yeah, you did
it
today. I remember.
It's really great. He's been doing amazing. And last night, he's sitting there watching Paw Patrol.
Paw Patrol. Maybe you're in trouble. Yeah, on the double.
Remember, when you're in trouble, yelp for help. That's what their little thing is in the book.
Chase is on the case.
Yeah, Marshall's on a mission.
No, it's gotta rhyme with Marshall.
Mission and Marshall. That rhymes.
No, Mitchell and Marvin.
No, Marshall is on a mission.
Ah.
Is what I
think.
And
Rubble is in trouble.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Whatever. Anyways, so he's sitting there watching Paw Patrol.
Hey, here, listen.
Whenever you're on the double.
Oh, I need you on the double.
Whenever there's a problem. Round Adventure Bay. Ryder and his team.
Ryder.
Will come and save the day. Marshall, Rubble, Chase, Rocky, Zuma, Sky. Yeah, they're on the way.
Paw Patrol.
Whenever you're in trouble.
Paw Patrol.
So he's
They'll
watching.
Be there on the double.
He's watching Paw Patrol. And, I mean, he's sitting there, you know, grabbing the penis, grabbing it, like holding himself.
Me?
And I'm like, hey, man, you got to go to the
Why
bathroom.
Why are we talking about this?
You can watch more. Well, cause
I feel awkward.
Exactly. I mean, Amy's,
what do you mean you feel awkward?
I mean, awkward.
That's Amy from Four Things, you guys. Cross-promoting.
Yes,
Four
Things. While we're at it, please.
Like, what do you feel awkward about?
I'm just sitting here right now. I'm working, so I'm only picking up half the conversation.
No, you heard it all.
All I've heard is y'all singing a child's show.
Yes. Don't worry. We'll talk about No Teeth Keith here in a little bit. Just to go full circle.
I just feel awkward.
No. This is what I'm saying. Is so he's potty trained, and he's watching Paw Patrol last night.
And he's grabbing there, himself.
And he's just grabbing himself. I'm like, hey, man, you got to go to the bathroom? No. And I'm like, okay, cool.
So I decided to grab myself.
No, it has nothing to do with that. And so I'm like, okay, cool. So he stands there for about 10 seconds longer, and then he's just peeing on the floor. There's just a puddle.
Hey, that's college, dude.
Did he drink?
And I'm like, what? Like, what are you doing? Like, I just asked you if you have to go.
Was it Saturday night, 3 a.m.?
No, it is last night. When he's sitting there, you know, rocking back and forth, like, you got to go potty? Got to go potty? Nope. And then he just goes. I mean, he has not had an accident in 2 months.
Coach, that's not an accident. He meant to pee on the floor in front of you.
Buddy did it every Saturday night. This is clean the couch.
But that's what I'm saying. Why does that? Why did he do that? Why?
Dude, my brother had a roommate. He was so pissed at my brother, he peed in his laundry basket in the middle of the night.
Okay, I get that. I understand being mad at someone.
Maybe that's what he's doing to you,
Eddie. Why don't you pee on the floor?
And I mean, it was like a lake. I mean, it was a lot of pee. Yeah. You know what I mean? And my floors are kind of slanted, so they go downhill. So
was
I mean,
flowing like the Cumberland?
It was flowing like the Cumberland.
Why are your floors slanted?
It's just an uneven house.
It's an architectural issue I'm still trying to solve.
No, because my house was built in like 1920, so it's not really.
Since the tornado?
No, the tornado didn't do that. It's been like that always. So all the pee is running, you know, to go under furniture, and you got to run and stop it. But I'm just like, why did he just pee right there on the ground?
How did you stop it? With your foot?
I grabbed towel.
Nice.
Yeah, you need a center beam there, bub.
Yeah, I need. But it was just like, I just asked you if you need to go to the bathroom. I thought we were over this, and you wouldn't go to the bathroom. It's two steps.
You want me and your mom to pee here, too? Hey, honey, come out here and pee on the floor.
Okay.
Well, so what was his excuse? He can talk.
He's just like, that was an accident. I'm like, there's no. And then so I take him into the bathroom. I'm like, you got to go pee.
He goes, come here.
And he says, no, I got it all out. I got it all out. Well,
he
I know
did,
you,
Coach. It was on the floor and now slowly going under the couch.
Yeah, under the couch, he under got the it TV. Out. But why does he do that?
Did you eat asparagus for dinner? It smells terrible.
No, that was two nights ago. That was two nights ago.
It's all red. Did you eat beets?
I promise you, wife, it wasn't me. It was the kid. No, I didn't do it. No, I haven't drank in a while.
There was this one night, I don't know, 10, 12 years ago. I swear to you guys, I did have a few drinks. I was not wasted.
Shocker.
I was not wasted. I remember everything from that night.
I've only had a couple, officer.
Just a couple. And I'd gone to sleep. And I promise you, I was dreaming that I walked to my bathroom. And I was standing over the toilet and peeing in the toilet. Like,
and?
It was normal. And then somewhere in the middle of me peeing in the toilet,
a guy jumped out.
I hear my wife saying, "What are you doing?"
You were peeing on her?
And I
now that's BDM.
And I woke up. And
Where were the handcuffs, Coach?
I was standing in the corner of my room peeing on the carpet.
Now that's a golden shower.
Guys, this was not the first time that happened. When I was in fifth grade, the summer from
Coach,
between,
you have another peeing on a bedroom incident?
The summer between fifth and sixth grade.
69.
I was on a what?
Yeah, 1969, that's when it was.
No, I was on a Boy Scout trip, and I was headed back. We were headed back
to McAllen.
You're
a Boy Scout?
If this has to do with the troop leader, Coach, I don't want to hear it.
Are you involved in that lawsuit?
I've never told anyone about this.
Coach, there's laws that are going to help you out now.
Yeah. No, listen. So
pending litigation.
My sleeping bag was in a truck that had gone somewhere else, and I'm like, great. I don't have a sleeping bag.
I found your sleeping bag.
And the trip was like somewhere in West Texas, and we're on our way back. And so halfway between West Texas and McAllen, Texas, we were going to spend the night in an army base.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
And there was a big barracks and all that.
What would have woken you up in the morning?
Because you told me to, drill sergeant. So I'm like, I need my sleeping bag. They're like, well, that sleeping bag's on its way back to McAllen. Just borrow from someone else. And this kid, I don't remember his name, sweet kid, good guy, didn't really know him.
He was down to share.
But he goes,
they said, come on in my sleeping bag.
I have an extra sleeping bag. You can use mine.
We
and
can
I'm like,
zip them together and
no,
it'll be one.
No, I was borrowing his.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I'm like, thanks, dude. I appreciate it. And so I went to bed that night, slept in his sleeping bag. Again, I had the dream that I was walking to the bathroom. I remember the bathroom, man. It was that tile. It was like army bathroom, you know? And there's like 40 freaking stalls. I picked one of them. And
what was this, Wrigley?
I'm taking a piss.
The trough?
Next thing you know, I start getting warm while I'm taking a piss. Then I wake up. And I'm not in the bathroom again. I'm in the damn sleeping bag peeing on myself and the sleeping bag. So now I've got to go tell the dude like the next morning.
You just roll it up. You roll it up and he'll say nothing.
Coach, it reeked. It smells like pee. It smelled like your couch did.
Oh, yeah, last night. My whole living room stinked like urine.
That's what the sleeping bag smelled like.
Left it like
that. So what do you tell the kid?
I'm sorry. I don't know what happened. I peed in
And you said you were a sophomore in high school?
No. This was between fifth and sixth grade.
Oh, sorry.
How did you make it up to him, Eddie?
The guy said,
that's all right. Tonight you can sleep in mine.
Guys, he was my age.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. It still can happen.
So he was very nice about it. He goes, hey, man, it's all right. It's all good. It happens. No big deal.
They call you wizard from then on?
No. He never told anyone.
What's that dude's name now? Pee Wee Herman?
So he never did
that. He could have.
That's amazing.
He had a perfect opportunity.
A sixth grader did not tell everybody that you peed the sleeping bag.
And start a nickname and just make fun of me the whole time.
That's bad.
He did not.
Pee-pee boy.
But you said your brother's roommate got mad at him peeing in his laundry.
That's a different situation.
Okay. So I have an angry pee on something story. So I was down in the valley for a wedding.
Explicit content. Please be advised.
I was flying southwest.
This is when you hooked up with those girls in Padre?
Yes. And I hooked up with the girl. Oh, I met them on the plane.
You peed? Wait, okay.
And so
it was spring break.
I met these hot chicks on the plane. They were like, you should come party in Padre with them. I was like,
But I got a wedding in McAllen.
I was like, that's probably a good idea. I should probably come to Padre. The wedding's not till Saturday. So I just went to Padre with them instead of going to my hotel. And
we all would.
Exactly. Totally. So we go out partying. I'm with one chick all night, blah, blah, blah. Great.
What's the other one doing?
Well, she's just...
Oh, she peed on you.
No. She's just a friend. She's cool. Second night, I go to the wedding, and like they're like, hey, you should come back to Padre after the wedding. And I'm like, yeah, I go to the reception. I'm like...
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here. What? You girls are in Padre?
So I said, you know what? They're probably right. I should probably go back to Padre. Screw this reception.
Hallowed be thy name.
I
Coach, it's not church. Oh.
I bail out to Padre. I go back to Padre, meet up with those girls all night. And the friend, she meets a dude that night.
Oh.
And he's in town with a bunch of buddies, and they had rented a house. So we go back there afterwards. And it's a pool
party.
Who's
better looking, you or that dude?
It doesn't matter. I'm with the chick that I was with the night before, and her friend finally met a dude. Okay. She didn't have one the night before. And so it's a pool party. Only problem is I ain't got swim trunks or nothing. So I'm just sitting with my... So me and the chick are just sitting by the pool with our feet in the pool, and one of those dudes, we're all drunk, pushed me in the pool with my phone in the pocket.
Come here, man. I'll fire your ass.
I am pissed.
Oh, no.
Come here. I'll throw a punch.
So everybody's outside.
Come on. It's a duel.
So I went in one of the bedrooms and peed on three of the beds.
What?
I pissed on three of the beds.
That'll get them.
What's wrong with you? Why would you do such a thing?
Because I was drunk. I was mad they pushed me in the pool with my phone.
So you peed on their beds?
Yeah, absolutely.
So did you get to see the point where they found out that there was pee in their bed?
And looking back, and even the next day, I realized, I was like, thank God they did not catch me peeing in their beds, because I would have been beaten to a pulp by all those dudes.
Mm.
Did the chick leave with you?
Yes.
Did she love that you did that?
She didn't know.
Oh.
I didn't tell anybody.
No one told you. I didn't tell anybody.
I'm sure she was attracted to you when you got pushed in the pool.
I mean.
You know she laughed so hard. You know she loved it when you
got
pushed in the pool.
Coach, how do you go on spring break and not have swim trunks?
He was going to a wedding. Forgot that part. It was a weekend getaway.
When you said spring break, it overrides.
No.
I've learned, Coach.
It was just, I just happened to meet some chicks on the plane, and they invited me to Padre, and it was amazing.
Always
have a swimsuit.
Right.
But you can also, you didn't have any boxer briefs, Coach?
No, it was just boxers. I don't wear underwear.
No, but the girl wasn't in the pool either. We were just sitting on the pool having drinks, and we had our feet in the pool, and one of the drunk dudes was like, oh, you guys aren't having fun, and pushed us in.
He probably wanted your chick.
He probably, for sure.
This has nothing to do with pee, but this is an a-hole moment that I wish I could go back and undo.
Here's the thing. I don't even regret this commercial.
Okay, good.
I don't feel like it was that bad, because I had my phone. And this is back when, phones, I was like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? I had no phone, and... Man, I was pissed.
And the phone was gone?
Oh,
just
gone.
Fried.
Yeah, it fried, was a Kodak. Dude. I mean, I was 5 feet in water, dude.
It was a Nokia.
We didn't have flip phones back then. We had a Kodak camera and then a Nokia that you had to buy.
Yes.
That's what got in the water.
Yes. Code. So what is your moment?
Well, and when you're... And
we'll
I'll,
do it next.
When you're angry about something or feel disrespected, like these guys threw you in the pool,
yeah,
right?
Oh, yeah.
You do irrational things.
You do.
Disrespectful, you guys.
My buddy was coming into town. This is in college, and he's coming into town, and he goes, dude, I'm bringing some friends. We're all going to the Dave Matthews concert, and it's going to be fun. I want to hang out with you, though, so I'll call you on Friday. Concert's not till Saturday. Cool, man. He calls me Friday night.
Cool.
Dude, we're all chilling at the hotel room. It's over here by Houston. Here's the address. Come join us. Cool, dude. No problem. So me, my wife now, girlfriend at the time.
Couple dudes.
And a couple other friends. We're going to the hotel to party.
Yeah.
We get to the hotel room. There it is. Number 320, whatever.
I thought it was going to be 420. Dang it.
Knock on the door. Okay, nothing. Oh, hey, there he is. There he is. There's a guy who opens the door. Hey, oh, hold on. Who you here for someone? He's like, yeah, yeah, my buddy. He called me. He's here. Oh, hold on. Let me get him. He shuts the door. I'm like, why is he shutting the door? That's weird. Like, just let us in. There's 20 people in there. I can hear the party.
The party's going on, so there's people in there.
And my buddy comes out. He's like, hey, what's up, guys? Hey, I'm like, dude, I haven't seen you in like a year, dude. Good to see you. He's like, hey, man, we got a problem. These guys, you know, they got drugs in here, and they don't know you guys.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They don't know you all, so they told me they're not going to let you in. I'm like, what? Dude, we drove like 30 minutes here. Like, we're hanging out. Yeah. Sorry,
man,
dude.
They don't feel comfortable, man.
Sorry, man. They just don't feel comfortable.
Yeah.
I go, what are they doing in there? Oh, dude, all sorts of stuff. All right. Okay, dude. Whatever. And I go in the door like, hey, you guys don't want me in here? And they're like all awkward and whatever. I'm like, all right, let's get out of here. So we get out. And in the car, I'm like, you know what?
Coach, your own imitation of yourself is your own voice. I like that.
Thank you, Coach. I go, what's that?
Hey, you guys don't want us here.
What's that room number? 320? All right. What is it? Holiday Inn? What's the address here? No problem. Let me call the cops. I call the cops. I said, yeah, I'd like to
report.
So
you called the cops on your own friends. You have your friends are in that room.
No,
and
wait.
You're about to sell those friends out.
I texted my friends. Like, get out of there. I said, get out of there. ASAP, because the cops are coming. I said that the people that are staying in room 320 at the hotel I'm staying at, Holiday Inn right here, are doing illegal drugs. I can hear them. They're loud. Please come stop this ASAP. Hey.
So did you sit in the parking lot and watch it go down?
Nah, we split. So my buddy comes to me. He's like, all right, let's get out of here. Let's go back to your apartment. All right, we drove 30 minutes back to our apartment, blah, blah, blah. Smash cut. The next morning, my buddy wakes up and goes, dude, I just got a text. Three of my buddies are arrested. They're in jail right now. They arrested three dudes from that party.
Dude, I got to give you props. You got the last laugh.
That is crazy.
That is the ultimate dickhead move.
It's an a-hole move.
That is a dickhead move. That is absolutely awful.
I wish I could go back and undo that.
Okay, that's worse than being on the bed. I mean, that is so
Were equally great stories and equally similar. Very good job, guys. Without even having that scripted, you both did very good with that.
All right, let's go to commercial.
All right, so like I was saying about P, man, did it look like the Cowboys wet
the
bed?
No. It looked like the Raiders wet the bed. Then they ended up winning the game. But who cares about the game? The game was fun. It was very entertaining. I just have to say, ESPN.
It was a great game.
It was a great game.
Is this
so
the
fun.
Audio? Is this the audio?
Yeah, I'll get to it. ESPN has stumbled onto something that is absolutely fantastic. I love...
live sports?
No. That's Hulu has live sports.
Got it.
I am talking about...
the bottom line, Coach?
Oh, nope. You're talking about the scroll on the bottom that tells you breaking news.
No, I'm talking about Peyton Manning and Eli Manning calling the games from their couches and interacting with each other and having guests on to sit there and talk about the football game. It was so entertaining to hear them talk and their thought process and the things that grow through their mind and what they're seeing on a football field. It was so much more relaxed, and they watched it like fans, like we do. They were telling stories. Like, here's Peyton Manning talking about one time he cussed out a referee.
One time I just led into a referee. I knew the guy. He's a good guy. I let him call the worst holding call. I let him have it. I felt so bad. I asked the NFL for his address after the game. I was going to write him an apology letter. They wouldn't give me his address. They thought I was going to go and, like, you know, egg his house or something. I'm like, I just want to write him an apology letter. Like, nobody writes the referees an apology letter. So, anyway, the guy thinks I'm a jerk to this day because I cussed him out for a holding call against the Dolphins in the second quarter.
So you got insight into Peyton and Eli going back and forth, making fun of each other. And Derek Carr would come up to the line and they would be like, wait, see this linebacker over here? This means he needs to audible to this play over here. And this is what he sees and this is what he should do. This is where this receiver should run. It was so fantastic to hear inside the mind of two quarterbacks that played in the NFL, that won Super Bowls, the things that you don't even think about that they see and all the information that they are processing. It was so cool.
Okay. I agree with you. It's definitely something unique and cool, but it's not ready yet.
Got him.
It's not ready yet. Did you hear the audio? It's hard to hear.
Peyton. That was crappy from TV, Coach.
And you would think like, oh, it's crappy. No, Coach, that's exactly what it sounded
like.
Oh,
did it really?
Absolutely.
I disagree.
No, Coach.
I loved it.
And there's Peyton, there's Eli, right? And the only reason I know this, I've seen them advertise this for almost a year. It's been out for a year. You can go to ESPN. It used to be you can go to ESPN Plus and watch Peyton and someone else, I think.
I think you used to be able to watch Kobe. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
He would break down.
Maybe it was just Peyton, but now it's Peyton and Eli. So I had no interest in it, but Lunchbox is like, dude, do yourself a favor. Go to ESPN2 and watch this. I'm like, all right, I'll give it a shot. So, Coach, I get there, and there's Peyton, Eli, but they've added Russell Wilson on
which was great because Russell Wilson is usually a robot. My name is Russell Wilson.
He was a robot.
I like to run 2 yards.
It is a good game. Like, I like football.
Who wants the ball, DK, or lock it?
Yes, and Pete Carroll is a good coach.
There's no difference. He was still like that with Peyton and
I
Eli.
I disagree. Like oysters.
Seattle, the 12th home of the 12th man. He was cracking jokes like there was one time Lamar Jackson.
Hey, man, you ever banged a joke? I mean, what kind of jokes was he cracking?
No, he was not funny.
He was funny.
And the more you say stuff like this is funny, I doubt your sense of humor. I worry about your sense of humor because you think the dumbest crap is funny. And I watched 5 minutes of it, Coach. I didn't think it was ready.
You should have saw him chopping it up, man. Peyton playing pin the donkey. He was really razzing old his brother.
I think what we need to do is
Eli was more making fun of Peyton, which was great.
We need to put them in the same room for starters. They need to be on the same couch watching it together. So with better audio, that way they're not stumbling all over each other. It's all through Skype. Again.
Hey, and you want to know how the mistakes were made end up being something good? Lunch is telling me it's decent. Eddie says it serves us for...
Excuse me?
Whatever. Glitch in the audio.
Yeah.
Serviceable.
I think your mic cut out.
So I'm going in between. I bet it was decent. I'm thinking they said, hey, Peyton, we'll pay you $20,000 to come on the broadcast. And Peyton said,
No, it was
cool.
The whole game. It was just the...
Hold on. And Peyton said, cool, $20,000, but let me do it from my couch.
Yeah. From my couch with a laptop in front of me.
I ain't flying to Vegas in the desert, dude, where I end up getting like bad coughs. I'm going to chill here on my couch.
Honestly, I don't think they could... I think Peyton could be a good color analyst, but I don't think Eli could be a good color analyst. And definitely Russell Wilson, when he's done playing football, he has no future in broadcasting.
Oh, my gosh.
So Peyton, yes, interesting stories. I think the tweet that I saw that kind of got on my nerves is Peyton is Tony Romo on steroids. Relax.
No, Romo is the one who invented the calling plays before they happen.
Exactly. So Peyton is Tony's student.
The one call I did hear this weekend, it wasn't Tony Romo, it was someone else that they were lined up, and the color guy goes, oh, this looks like it could be a pass.
And it wasn't.
Well,
anything could be a pass.
Anything could be a pass. It could, anything lined up could be a pass.
Yeah.
Like any formation, it could be a pass. So that, you have a 50% chance of being right. If you just say, this is a pass, okay, but this looks like it could be a pass.
Oh, we had the watch party for the Titans at my clubhouse, and the dude next to me, he was calling the plays too.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, he nailed him. He was about 50%. So, guys, it's going to be a run. It's a run. But it was a pass, so it wasn't a run.
How annoying is that?
Annoying, but not.
Look, he had good stories.
Yes, they had great stories.
Okay.
Let me go back
good
to
good insight.
Great insight.
Yes.
Like, this is
but
what
I'm trying to watch the game.
Man, see, I like the way they talked about it. Like, okay, you see how that the cornerback's lined up? I want my receiver to go 3 yards and cut out. And, like, when someone went the wrong way, he's like, oh, he messed up. Why? He cut in. He
no,
was supposed
Romo,
to cut out.
Romo said that.
Now
you're using a Romo line.
No, I'm telling you what they – and they had their little Microsoft tablet, so they would do replays and show, like, different formations. Like, this is what they're seeing. And they were like, oh, look, so Carr sees this at the line. He audibled, and then the Ravens audibled out of that. And – busted his audible. That's why that play didn't work. And they were like, don't, and they were talking about what they like in overtime, don't run it here. Please don't run it. Don't put yourself in a 2nd and 8. Like, come out and do something different. Like, switch it up. Like, let's try to get that first down.
Armchair
on this
quarterbacks,
play.
Backseat drivers.
Then,
I didn't see you do that, Eli. Shut the up.
Yes, they were making fun of each other. They were talking about Lamar Jackson run, and Peyton's like, I mean, look at the spy on him, and oh, he gets 3 yards. And Russell Wilson goes, oh, you guys know what that's like, right? When you're running, and Peyton goes, Yeah, man, I was really pissed off when other teams didn't have a spy on me. Like, how dare you show me the disrespect that you don't think I'm going to run? Like, because they don't, you know what I mean?
It was, they didn't run.
Right. It was funny. They were making jokes, and Russell Wilson was making jokes with them, and Derek Carr tries to sneak it at the one, and he doesn't get in, and Peyton goes, man, I'm surprised I didn't get more first down on quarterback sneaks, because with my long neck, all I had to do was just stick my head out, and I'm over the first down. I mean, they were
That's cute.
They were fun. It was enjoyable, and they watched it like fans. Like, when the Raiders are at the half-yard line, and Derek Carr does a hard count and draws a false start on his own team, like his offensive lineman jumps. Eli about falls off the couch. He's like, no, no, why would you, why would you hard count on the half-yard line? And Russell's like, oh, that's a big mistake. That's a big mistake. Oh, no. And then they line up to kick the game-winning field goal, the Raiders, and the kicker can't be found. And they get a delay of game, and Eli and Russell Wilson are just going, Are you kidding me? Like, what? Like, how? Where was the kicker? Where was the kicker? And they didn't have a timeout. Oh, my gosh. They're like, oh, they're out of field goal range. What? Oh, no, the Raiders. Why did they do that?
I did see the part where they were trying to hurry up the play, and the tight end who caught the ball put the ball down. Like,
yes.
I'm going to set the ball down so we can hike it and get going already. But Peyton's like, no. Always give the ball to the
umpire. Never put the ball down because people running on the field kick it and you waste valuable seconds.
Yes.
You have to hand it to the umpire because no matter what, the umpire is going to come touch the ball.
Sure enough, the ref had to touch the ball and put it back down where he wanted to put
right.
it down. So it's like you just wasted three seconds.
That is really good insight.
Good stuff in there, but they're not ready.
Oh, man.
They're not ready. And
I enjoy it. I'll watch it so I can actually give a normal review. It's quirky. It's something new. But guess what? If it's a Saturday primetime college football game or
you
a
don't
money,
want that.
I don't know if I want Peyton petting his Labrador Retriever on his couch.
I don't need the guy to tell me, hey, it's 3rd and 10. I can tell it's 3rd and 10.
Put it on mute. But what I'm saying is you don't want to watch the Cowboys. Like, I'm so into the Cowboys games. I don't want to hear funny stories. I'm watching the game. And this is the thing. You can't watch the game and try and pay attention to the game when you're hearing these kinds of stories. It's a little distracting if that's the way you watch games.
I like the way they watched it as fans because I felt like that's what more broadcast should be, is more like your buddies watching the game and discussing it. Like, how'd that receiver drop that ball? Like, what was he doing? Like, what was... You know what I mean? Like, that's what they were doing.
There's a good mix. I think Collinsworth does that.
It was so, to me, it was just fun, insightful,
for
enjoyable.
For me, on a Saturday, if it's your big game, SEC, I would prefer Gus Johnson going nuts. Welcome, Ohio State Buckeyes.
That dude cracks me up.
I'm all about that. Sure, that stuff is interesting. But I believe Peyton, being lazy, has revolutionized calling games. He's like, I'm not wearing a monkey suit, and flying to Vegas. Just film me in my couch.
Oh, so I'm just going to wear my frat boy polo and sit on my couch. Coach, they look boring AF.
No,
put a hoodie on, grab a beer.
But Peyton Manning's
put
like,
some gym shorts on, sit down and watch the game.
His wife couldn't talk for 3 hours?
And Peyton.
Really? Coach, don't worry. She's in the other part of the mansion.
And Peyton Manning's talking about, sometimes he was telling stories like, sometimes you just got to throw the equipment guy under the bus. You know what I mean? Get him in trouble.
Brady.
And they're like, what do you mean? He's like, well, if you're, get a call in from the headset and you don't like the play call because you don't like you see something different, you just point to your helmet like, I can't hear. And then you get in the huddle and you call your own play. Sorry, equipment guy, you're going to get in trouble, but I got to call the right play. So
that's cool.
Good. It was enjoyable.
It's different.
Yes. And it was great because Peyton did react when big plays would happen. He'd be like, I mean, you know what I really want to see here is I want to see 83 step up. I think 83 hadn't done enough this game. He needs to get open. And he would get open and catch and be like, that's what I'm talking about. He stepped up for his team. He stepped up for Derek Carr.
What I want to know is, who was the play-by-play on TV? Were they then trying to interject with Peyton and his brother?
No, it was separate channels.
It's separate channels.
ESPN2 was all Peyton and Eli and then their guests.
It's just game.
I was wondering how they were able to do that.
And
how did Russell Wilson get thrown into the match?
Oh, he comes in.
It was terrible. He would try to say something, and then Peyton wouldn't stop talking, and so he'd have to stop. And then poor Russell, they would never ask him, what were you trying to say, Russell? So his whole point was gone.
Coach, as an audio guy, like, I would have been like.
You would have hated it then.
It'd been tough to watch.
Russell was way louder than everyone else, but obviously wasn't loud enough for Peyton or Eli to hear him. So we all heard him interrupt him, but then we didn't hear what Peyton was saying at that point. It was brutal.
But I thought it was flawlessly beautiful.
But even Russell said, they were like, because he was only supposed to be on for the fourth quarter. They go to overtime. They're like, hey, you want to stick around? He's like, yeah, man, this is a good game. I'll stay around. I mean, I got to watch tape of the Titans, but I'll be up all night anyway. The kids are already in bed. You know, the wife's over at the Met Gala. So, I mean, I'm here by myself. So, yeah, let's go.
What do you make of the game? Like, what do you make of Baltimore playing so poorly?
I mean, they had a couple turnovers. Lamar Jackson fumbled it a couple times. It happens. I didn't think
it happens. That's your sports penis analysis.
Yeah, I mean, fumbles happen. Nah, I mean, and they did know. And Peyton and Eli talked about it. They were like, it Lamar happens. Is loose with the football. When
I
runs.
Want you to come in every Monday and say it happens to every game.
No, that's not what I'm saying. He needs to protect the ball better, and he knows that. He does have a fumbling problem. He fumbles often.
Did he fumble in college, or is that just the hits in the NFL?
I think it's more. I don't know.
I think didn't he watch a lot of Louisville games, Coach.
But he probably fumbled in college, or he was so fast he didn't get caught in college is the problem.
That was cool, though. Did they talk about – did Peyton and Eli talk about him and his cousin?
About him and whose cousin?
Lamar's – see, this is a thing that you'll never know because you're listening to freaking
Peyton
and Eli
maybe,
jack off.
Maybe What are you talking about?
Lamar's cousin plays for the Raiders, and I think he's a defensive end or maybe a cornerback or something.
It looks like you got the story down. Glad
I think
you
he's
heard
a cornerback,
it.
But they've been playing each other since high school because they lived on other parts of town, but their teams would play. So he says in high school they played each other, in college they played each other, and now tonight they're playing each other. And it's like pretty cool that Lamar and his cousin get to keep playing over and over and
I'd
over.
I'd rather hear Peyton talk about cussing out referees.
Of course you did because that's what you heard.
No, I mean, that's a
no,
cool story.
No, if you wouldn't have known about Peyton and Eli, you would have heard that story, and here you would be on Wednesday being like, it was a great – I mean, Lamar and his cousin have been playing. Me and my dad talked about it for hours. It's absolutely beautiful. Reminds me of me and my cousin, Andrew.
No, Andrew was younger than me. We did play in dodgeball once. They won.
It's cool to be – like,
no, that
even if it was like Rondé and Tiki. Like, it's just cool to, like, constantly be playing each other.
No, that is – and it's cool that they both made it to the NFL. That's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Cool. Hey, Cooper, his son is going to be a stud in college.
Cooper yeah. Cup?
No, Cooper. Manning.
Yes, his son's going to be a stud.
Archie or Ark?
I don't know his name.
I
don't follow many high school programs. I don't really check the
you
game.
You should.
Sorry, our show only does college and NFL.
No, I just don't. I mean, I
Coach,
really
the
don't.
The best shows follow players in high school.
So
and
you're
going
to tell
school.
Me Colin Cowherd breaks down
you
whatever
need
his
to
name's
subscribe
kids,
to Max
the game.
Preps. What is it?
Max Preps. It'll show you the recruits that are awesome. I bet, brother, there's your segue. He knows Max Preps.
Hell yeah. He knows exactly what the Chiefs are looking at.
You talking about the cheerleaders, bub?
Yeah.
Well, have you ever been to Richardson High School right there at Kansas City, bub?
What did I think of the game? I thought the Ravens.
No, you already said. No, it is what it is.
I don't think the Raiders are still any good. They had a good opening game. If you're betting man, bet the Steelers this week against the Raiders.
Coach, Ray's not a betting man.
No, I said if you're a betting man or
I'm
going
to say that does something that doesn't apply to most of the room. Are you a betting man?
No, I think because coming off Monday Night Football.
Travel.
Go to overtime in the first week. So that's a lot of plays.
Oh, a lot of
work. A lot of plays in the first week. Go to overtime. Then next week, you got to travel across the country to Pittsburgh.
Ooh-wee.
Take the Steelers.
And so far, your theory is right. The visiting team in Las Vegas partied all night and lost the game.
No, I didn't say they partied all night.
You said that's going to be the advantage of Las Vegas.
I said it might be. I think it could be. It could be a factor.
Was it cool seeing your boy that you ran into the elevator?
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Do you guys think I inspired Nassib? He's the one that caused the fumble in overtime to set up the Raiders for the game winning.
I thought it was the recovering alcoholic. What's his name?
What was his name? Not Waller.
No,
he
he's
got
defense.
I know
Waller
he was inspired
was
by Waller.
Who said that? Peyton said that?
No, the guy said it.
Who?
The defensive ends talked about how he didn't think he could get sober and
go
to meetings.
Yeah, where did he say that?
But he got it. He was inspired by Darren Waller, and so now he's 13 months sober.
Where did you hear that story?
My dad told me.
He heard it on the ESPN broadcast, not watching Peyton and Eli. Thank you very much. No further questions, Your Honor.
Yep.
But you can hear different stories on different things. I'm just saying
your dad wouldn't have gotten that sweet bit of information if he wasn't watching ESPN.
Right, but
Michelle
Tavoya.
Thank you, Coach. The defense rests.
You can enjoy either one. I'm just saying I liked the Peyton and Eli was something I've never seen, and I thought it was creative and very enjoyable.
We brought up two really good stories that we heard the regular broadcaster
say. Great. And I brought up a lot of stories that I heard that I thought were pretty cool on the Peyton and Eli broadcast.
The defense rests, Eddie, in your favor.
Thank you.
Congrats, Michelle DeFoya, and your entire team. Do-do-do-do.
Peyton deserves $200. Pay the man.
Peyton does?
No, the plaintiff.
Oh, plaintiff.
Yes, plaintiff.
Got it.
Can we go to commercial now?
Yeah, let's go to commercial.
Brother.
And when we come back,
the pickle.
Pitts is in a pickle.
No, Pitts is pickle.
Oh, Pitts is pickle. Yeah.
That's never got the exact team.
Makes him wonder.
Sorry, Arnold wrote it wrong. Pitts is pickle.
It sounds a little bit like this.
Arnold, get over here. Let me hit you with something.
You thought the barbecue was good.
Okay, can we go to freaking commercial?
Hit it. Hey, boys.
No, we're going to commercial.
Right. Hey, kids.
No, we're going to commercial.
Can we please have No Teeth Keith do a commercial spot for us?
We are going to commercial.
You guys ever use the iPhone tracker?
Here we
it's
go.
Perfect for when you lose kids.
Okay.
I lose my kids. I mean, just kids all the time. Hey, kid. It even works in L.A. You see the sun in L.A. The L.A. Rice Francis.
Now, Ray. This segment brought to you by
Bub's Barbecue. If you are in Kansas City and horny and hungry, you know both of them. Come on in. It's a lot of guys, but we'll put some girls on the TV, and we also have barbecue. Pitt stopped by. He stayed there all day. We sent him home with a girl. Not saying how much he paid. Over to you, Pitts. Thanks for coming to Bub's.
Time for Pitts's Pickle.
So, Brother Pitts. You got your season tickets.
Yeah.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
Bub,
hey, get him on microphone.
No, Bub. He's too busy.
I'm on the mic. Oh, I just want to say, I want to see you guys, but I thought I was leaned up next to him.
So you get to the game.
Whoa. You don't want to hear the whole track?
No, we don't need to hear the whole track. Because we need to hear Pitts' pickle.
St. Louis, 6 hours. Minutes. Saturday night. Stayed there for 6 hours. Doubled up. Had a great night. Second line.
At the Seminole?
I doubled up at the St. Charles Casino. I got in at the 1-2 no limit table. No.
And he made some
Saturday money. Saturday night, Sunday night. Saturday
he
night.
Made some money. He slept for 45
How much
minutes.
Money?
I doubled up. So I said, I bought in at the 1-2 no limit table for $300. I cashed out for $345 or $645.
That a boy.
Yeah, it was a good night.
Nice. And then he also went to the Holiday Inn, didn't get a room, just slept in his car
slept
for
in the
45
parking.
Minutes.
I went to the Awful Waffle.
Why would you stay at the Holiday Inn parking lot?
Because, well, my goal was
Why
to only
you
get
stay
a,
at the my IHOP goal, parking lot.
You can stay in the rooms, bub.
My goal was to only get a motel one night. So Saturday night, I left the house at 5:30, got to the St. Louis, played poker till like 4 in the morning. That was my goal.
Man,
I had a 3-hour drive left. Ate at the Awful Waffle, got a little breakfast, but I was fading. You know, and I was like, I was starting to get a little
was
tired.
Was that the name of the place or is it just a bad waffle?
Waffle House. You know, they call it the Awful Waffle for what it does to your gut.
I've never heard that.
I've never heard that in my life. I thought it was really called the Awful Waffle. I was like, great name.
No, the Awful Waffle. You get bubble guts, bub. So when you get... you never get bubble guts when you eat the Awful Waffle?
No,
bub. I get satisfied guts.
Did you have bubble guts at the game, bub?
Yeah, I did. That was a...
So, okay. So
Chief.
Here's the funny part. So Pitts gets to the
anyway. I'm second in line at the thing. I took a nap in the Holiday parking lot because I want a Holiday Inn parking lot because you can just you're safer.
Bub, if
I'm exposed, then I'm just sitting in my car. I mean, yeah, I can hide in between like campers, RVs, and stuff. Nobody's trying to hurt anybody. Like I don't feel safe in those rest areas. Like you're not a trucker where you can load, you know, get back in your bed and
you can get in the trunk.
Doors.
Bub, you're a 6'5", 250-pound man.
Yeah, check your backside, bub.
No, but I ain't trying to
ain't
find
no
anybody.
One
anyway, I slept
you,
for like
bub.
45 minutes. It was great. I just wanted to be safe on the road. I didn't feel safe. So I got back on the road, felt great, got a little power nap. When I got to the stadium, it was perfect timing. I was like second in line.
Second in line to get in the gates, guys. This is how serious this guy
what
is about the Kansas
this?
Chiefs.
8:30 probably.
A.M.
8:30 a.m. Gates open at what
on
time?
On Sunday.
11.
So did you sleep right there?
That was the plan too, but just couldn't. Okay. Sun was coming up, you know, just
yeah. So he gets
and they're tailgating.
Kind of no. This is before the gates are open. You don't tailgate yet. He is
oh yes, they do
at 8:30.
You've never been to Chiefs. As soon as they put it in park, they're cracking beers and throwing cornhole and throwing football.
Well, 8:30. It doesn't open. The gates don't open until 11. So he's there for 2.5 hours.
Coach, the stadium gates.
Right.
Not the parking.
No, the parking lot gates.
Not true.
Yes, the parking lot gates.
Oh,
he's 2.5 hours early for the parking lot.
So you still can't even get in the parking lot.
No.
Oh, that's a problem, bub.
So,
no, it's fine because when the gates, everybody, you're already inside of the venue when you're at the gate. If that makes any sense, you're not.
Does.
You're no
well,
longer. You're
does.
No longer.
So
outside
you're in your
of
parking
like,
spot.
No, but okay. I mean, you're not. You can still drink beer and put your. You're not out like on a pedestrian.
Is
street.
Is half of your car on the interstate, bub?
Yes, the right half.
So he gets in. He gets into his parking spot, right? and you think, okay.
They actually open the gates about a half hour early. Everybody starts laying on their horn. And there gets so many people in line that it gets to the interstate, and then they have to open the gates.
You must have had parking right by the door.
Yeah, but if you go to Arrowhead, you think people that go there understand that. When I tell you the tailgating, it's truly an experience. It's not like anything else. Like, it's like an amusement park when I tell you, like, it's gates. It's just a big bowl, and Kauffman Stadium and Arrowhead are both in there, and then there are just gates all the way around it, and the cars just flood to the gates, and they're just waiting, just like you think of kids at amusement park, just waiting to get in. And then there gets so many cars in line that it gets back to the interstates where all the cars came from,
right.
And then they have to open the gates.
So he gets into the parking lot, gets his parking spot. It's great time to tailgate. But what does brother do? He puts the sun shield up and goes to sleep.
Okay.
Well, I'm by myself. I don't have anybody.
But let me tell you, though, brother, I thought about
this. I very
this.
Much could have tailgated with other people. You got to keep in mind, I'm by myself. I'm still responsible for a three-hour drive.
You haven't showered in 2 days because
no,
you
I'm
slept
fine
in the
with
hall.
All that. But
you
I'm
smell
saying,
like cigarette smoke from the casino.
No, because I was upstairs in the non-smoking. I would have left if that was the case. It was non-smoking right away.
Brother, listen. Look, on Friday, I was thinking about you. I'm like, gosh, just thinking about brother going to Kansas City. And I was like, because I saw your Twitter. You really took us along for the ride.
I tried to.
It was like, a journey.
A journey of photos and whatever, right?
Yeah.
So I started thinking, like, man, how cool is that? Like, I'm happy for brother. He got his season tickets. And I bet, and I said, thinking to myself, this dude's by himself. He's probably making friends with everyone
Kansas
there.
City Nation is so excited to be back. Kansas Chiefs Kingdom is what they call themselves.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the first home game with fans. Oh, my gosh, let's go.
By the end of the season, you're making lifelong friends. That's what I was thinking.
I will.
You're
and
telling
I will.
Me,
That's
though,
what I'm telling
you,
you
got there and went to sleep.
But this is, I'm a season ticket holder my first game, so I'm still trying to
plan it
all out.
It's like the first day of school.
This was my first trip. No, not nervous. This was my first trip. Hear me out. Here's why I didn't go away. My goal moving forward, I'm going to have some sleep. I still had to drive 3 hours after the game. I hadn't even drank any alcohol. I didn't drink any alcohol at a casino.
Well, that's a problem, bub.
No, because I didn't want my Monday drive to be 10 hours. My goal all along was after the game, every time the game's over, I'm going to drive as far as I can back, two or three hours.
Bub?
Back? No, not Schlabernockered. I'm not going to get pickled. I'm going to drive back towards home. That way my Monday drive is shorter. I just had to get some rest at some point in my day because when the game was over, I was going to be driving, and
but
I figured that's where I want to squeeze
in. Because
I'm right there
need?
With you.
You
sound every
like
time
Rip
when
Van
I get there,
Winkle,
I want to be. I want to grab. Oh, here's why I didn't get an opportunity. Here's more to the story why I didn't get to walk around and I just decided to rest. I tried to buy beer twice. The first time I went into a Casey's, I tried to buy beer. I was an hour and a half early. It was like 5:30. It was
in the morning.
I was going to have some beer for when I got to the casino gates.
Yeah,
and
that's a problem.
Where I was, you couldn't buy it till 7.
Yeah,
and then I stopped.
Hey,
and
that's for your own
why
good.
Why don't you try the Arrowhead exception rule,
it.
Bub?
They don't know that, Bub.
Tell them you had the Arrowhead, Bub.
Oh, I was dressed in all red. And then I stopped at Jackson County, and their rule there is 9. And I was there at 7:30. No, yeah, I look real bloody.
So you showed up to the party with no beer.
I didn't. I had no beer. And the gentleman next to me gave me a Miller Lite. So I had one Miller Lite, and then I just
that's a party, Bub.
Chilled till 10:30. And then at 1:30, the gates opened, and then I went up to the wrong seat. And then
brother sat down. No, tell him you sat down and you start talking to the people next to you, making friends because you're in your season tickets. This is where you're sitting all year long.
I'm in my season ticket, bub. I walk up. I'm in 327, row 28, seat 1. Sun is shining.
And you know,
the opposite side of the field because I'm on the home
side.
You're
in the shade.
I'm in the shade.
You know, bub is telling everyone, like, season ticket holder.
Season ticket, where
are
you from? Nashville. Drove all night. Hit the poker table. Love it.
The people next to you, they were season ticket holders?
Yeah, we're just all having fun. Not sure. I guess I'll know next week.
You're talking to them.
Having a good time. Yeah, it's a younger couple.
Yeah.
Middle-aged, probably mid
was she
early
hot?
30s. Huh? I don't know. She's taken. I ain't looking at her. I didn't talk to her morning. She was on the other side of him, you know, didn't not talk to her, but most of the conversation was
he shielded
with him.
Her on purpose. Smart.
No, she was sweet. I don't know how much into football she was. Not that she wasn't. I didn't talk football
was
with her.
Was she reading
I was
a
talking
book?
With him. No, she's okay. Decked out in Chiefs stuff. I just don't know if she was some women are in support of the man. Some are there to cheer on the
that's
Chiefs.
Right. So you talked to them for how long?
20 or 30 minutes because I wanted to get there when the gates opened, which was 1:30, so you could see the Chiefs come on the field and see them.
20, 30 minutes, and then what happens?
I wanted to go get a drink.
You go get a drink, and what happens?
So I go down there.
What kind of drink?
Cranberry and vodka.
Nice.
They had little Chiefs souvenir cups, so my goal was to get one each quarter so I could take four back and have a four souvenir pack.
Okay.
So that's what take your shots, Pip. Take your shots.
So you go and what happens?
So I go down there, I get my drink. And then I go back up to my seat and realize that I am not in the right seat.
Wow.
So oh, okay. He made friends with people because he was in the
That's
wrong seat.
That's my luck. I did go make friends. Yeah, I did go make friends.
The one time you made
the
friends.
The one time I go and make friends.
Did you tell them, you apologize, you were in the wrong seat, you got to now go to your real seats, or did you just let them be?
Did you just ghost them?
Yeah, did you ghost them?
No, you'll hear this. So I go.
No, but did you go and say, hey, guys, actually, I'm in the wrong seat. I'm going to go over to my seat.
No, I ghosted them.
Ghosted
so
them.
I okay. Because I didn't go back to them from going to get my drink. Right, I realized that I was no, not at all. Oh. I realized that it was I was in my wrong seat. I checked my seat for something, or somebody on the Twitter feed had asked me about something. I checked my Twitter, and so then I was like, okay, Andrew, you're an idiot. Keep in mind, I'm 100% sober. The only thing I don't have in my body is
you're
food,
telling me probably. You didn't take one sip of that cranberry vodka,
but I didn't have the cranberry vodka when I sat in the wrong seat.
Yeah, you're right. So you get to your damn seat.
So I get to my seat and I go up. This is where I meet Goldie. I sent you the picture.
This is where
was she hot?
Pitts's pickle.
Hey, we got to take a commercial. Steve said, commercial. We are pausing right now. Commercial. Pause. Roll.
So, Pitts, the question was Goldie hot? Mm. Is she hot?
I sent you the pic.
He did send you the pic. Goldie's not hot.
Goldie's not hot?
No, Goldie's not even.
I sent you the video.
Goldie's not even a she.
Yeah, Goldie's not even on.
Goldie is a big man.
Oh, Goldie's huge.
How much do you think Goldie weighs?
Goldie could be
on the
field.
Disrespect.
No disrespect. Four, probably close.
Four
okay,
hundo.
And so Goldie's sitting next to you?
I only say that. I speak from experience.
Exactly. So, you were there, brother.
Yes, so sir. Goldie sits next to you?
In front of me.
Oh, okay. Goldie sits
What's the
in
problem?
Front of you. What's the problem? Then what is Pitts' pickle?
Well, the pickle was, for me, and this is my first year in this seat, and I'm not stranger to knowing that people stand up in the third level. Goldie never sat down, and it wasn't everybody in our section standing up.
That's
so
a pickle.
Everybody
How do you know
was,
his name was Goldie?
It was on the back of his jersey.
Which so, is all you saw.
Yeah, it was personalized. I saw it. It was
the
real
big, entire game.
About a 24 font. So I was right there. I'm struggling because it's a beautiful day, bub. Like, it's awesome.
Come
and
on,
I'm
bub.
Sitting, well, here's the struggle. So I'm sitting on about the 20-yard line, 15 or 20-yard line. So I've got 80 yards to my right.
Low-key flex?
And Goldie, no, I just into the, I'm just showing you where, like, the stadium is. Yes. Just to my right is the most of the field. And he's in front of me, and he's standing the whole time. I can't stand because of my size. I know I'm thin, and I guess, but I'm tall. I'm 6'4", and the ladies behind me, they've paid the same amount of money that I have, and I'm not trying to be disrespectful. Even if somebody else has forced me into a tough position, in my mind, that doesn't allow me to be disrespectful to somebody else. So I'm bobbing and weaving. Like, he stands, and he's moving left, and he's moving right, like he's going because he's not comfortable because he's large. And he's standing on his left foot, and then he's standing on his right foot. So, like, when the play starts, you'll just have to watch me. You'll send that video. I start on my left, and then, like, he'll go to snap the ball. And he doesn't stand still for longer than 6 seconds. And then, and you know how fast football moves. So then he'll go to snap. Dude, it's every play.
So your pickle is you can't stand up.
I can only see the game if there's a huge play.
Because
the whole stadium will stand up.
Right, because you can't stand up because the ladies behind you can't see over you.
I don't know about all that, bub. I feel like you could stand up. When you're at a concert, bub.
That's my thing.
And everyone,
I did a couple times just because there was stuff I didn't want to miss. But, dude, I'm
bub,
big,
listen.
Man.
I know you are. But, listen, if you're at a concert and everyone in front of you is standing up, that's how everyone ends up standing up because they want to see. In this case, Goldie stood up the whole time, which means you should stand up the whole time.
I just don't think Goldie stood up because he wanted to.
I
was my
that.
Pickle I was in.
So did you say, hey, Goldie, do you mind like sitting down or Goldie? Like, how did you address
no,
Goldie?
I would never do that.
How did you address Goldie?
Didn't do it.
So you just sat there and watched
nope,
Goldie's
I sat
back
in the first. I watched the first half on the Jumbotron, and the second half I went back to the wrong seat.
I can't believe it.
Wow, I don't have the heart.
You
dude.
Drove all the way to Kansas City.
Dude, he had two choices. He could watch Goldie or the Jumbotron.
I'm frustrated.
I just don't have the heart. I agree
brother,
with you, dude. I'm right there with
brother.
You. I would give anything to be the kind of person you are.
And that
I
was a
cannot,
great game. That
I
was a
not,
great game, and all you watched was Goldie go left and right.
Were there any empty seats around where you could have moved? Oh,
dude, because he wasn't standing because he wanted to, Eddie, and I don't have the heart to tell somebody he was standing because he didn't fit in the seat.
Bub, you'd had a better view at Bub's, Bub.
Yeah, you could have watched it on your couch.
Where I'll get into a pickle, and I will say something because I did spend good money
That's right. Goldie's going to be there every game of the season.
I don't know if those
by the looks of it, like if you look at Goldie, Goldie is definitely a season ticket holder.
Oh, my God.
He's got a personalized jersey. So
Goldie is going to be there every single game.
And if he is, I probably still won't reach out to him.
Okay. Are you going to reach out to
I may say something
the...
like a stadium person. Say,
the Jumbotron, you watched the first half on the Jumbotron, then what'd you do?
I tried to watch, but unless it was like, that's what I was trying to tell you, the most of the field was on my right, unless it was something on that side of the ball. Dude, I was tucked.
You know, I watched the same thing we watched.
Yeah.
Dude, every person behind me saw me doing this. I mean, it was no secret. Everybody was sat down but him. Hits. So the ladies.
So how did you solve your pickle?
I told you. I sat there for the first half. And then when it was over, the second half, I went and used the restroom and went and got another drink. And I went up to the wrong seat. And I went over there to see if those seats were, and nobody was in them.
And so you sat there.
Well, I went over there.
Oh, you moved.
No, I went over there. I went back to those people, and I was like, man, I was just coming to see if this seat was here. She's like, actually, these people were in these seats, but they left after the first quarter, and they haven't been back. And I was like, well, I'm just going to take a chance.
Yeah.
Because my seat, I'm having a tough time over 50
yard line?
No. And those people were like, sitting by Goldie?
I said, Goldie. We got another Goldie. 328, row 28, seat one.
If Goldie's as big as you're saying he is, he probably should play on Sundays, bub.
Oh, he's
only problem is he can't move like they move on Sundays,
practice
right?
Squad. It's true, bub. You just said, you know me, y'all. Man, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, let alone
I don't
quite
know
if
it's about hurting feelings, bub.
Yeah, I think,
get you that you are right. But I'm not arguing that. I'm telling you what kind of person I am and my inability to do that. I don't have the ability to be confrontational.
Guys, if you have a solution for Pitts' pickle, sore loser, we are the sore losers at gmail.com. Hit us up or hit us on Twitter or the Facebook page because I'd really like to know how people would handle this situation because I think you could have stood up and if those ladies didn't like it, then they have to deal with it. They can
to those ladies like they were nice. Now, keep in mind, let the listeners be aware of two things, not to toot my own horn. I used to be very, very large, so that take that into account when you consider why I didn't talk to Goldie. I used to be the size of Goldie.
Would people tell you things when you were that big?
I wouldn't have stood up. I would have sat into the seat because I would have known of my
existence.
That's
what Goldie should have done.
I agree with you. You have to keep in mind, I'm agreeing with everything you're saying. Yes, I know that I should have done what I didn't do.
So is Goldie physically able to sit in a seat?
Yes, he could fit in it, of course. He's not that big. I'm just saying it wouldn't be comfortable for Goldie. I understood
but
why
I don't
standing.
Think, I, see, here's my thing. I don't think the solution is saying anything to Goldie because Goldie has a right to stand up.
Okay.
Goldie paid for his ticket,
yes.
So he can stand up, he can sit down, he
you're
can
right.
stand up and sit down. He can do whatever he wants.
Well,
no, he's right about that.
There
is no stadium policy.
There is no stadium policy about sitting or standing.
I don't know. That's what I said.
No,
I don't know.
I'm telling you,
there's not.
There's not.
So to me, Goldie's doing nothing wrong.
You're right.
I think it's on you to either decide to stand up or move. It's all on your shoulders.
I would argue that because I'm not buying a standing spot in Arrowhead Stadium.
Well, no, but
I'm buying a seat. Right. I would like to sit in my seat if I don't get to see.
Boys, we may need to call Arrowhead.
I get what you're saying, but if I don't get to see the game from my seat, like you got to understand, when logged on and when I buy my stadium seat, they show me the view from my seat. That's not when I sit in my seat. That's not the view I got.
Ask Abby if she could dial Arrowhead for us real quick.
I saw a goal.
But I understand that. But so if he's sitting in your seat, the seat in front of you, and he's too tall, there's nothing. What happens? You didn't pay for a seat to see his back. It's the same thing. Then you would stand up, right? So then the person.
Buddy, do you realize how tall he would have to be to make your point valid?
No, my mom is 5'2".
Ugh, she's. So
I'm just saying,
beautiful.
Do you have to realize how tall he would have to be for me not?
No,
to
I'm
be
not
able
talking
to
about.
See
you, I'm just talking in general. You're saying I didn't pay for a stand up. I paid for
but
a
you
seat.
You can't take somebody's height into account when you're just saying stand or sit.
You can take their girth though, bub.
Shut up.
I've said it before.
I see what you're saying, but
I told
sir.
You this off air, and I'm going to say it on air because that's what a man would do. The first thing I would have said to Goldie is I'd have said, please sit down, Goldie. And Goldie, if he would have put up any sort of give me some guff, friction.
Yes.
Sorry. I would have said, Bae, my wife, please step aside to the aisle. Also, please take my jersey. And I would have started to slowly beat Goldie's ass with a stick.
Yes.
No person stands up when nobody else is standing around them and then disrespects you when you tell them to sit down. Pitch, you really needed to tell him to sit down. I can't believe you dealt with that not one quarter, but two quarters. I wouldn't have dealt with it for 2 seconds.
Here's my argument, Ray. Ray and I went to the Predators game 7 of the second round series against the Winnipeg Jets a couple years ago.
It was a date.
And Ray and I were standing up, and everybody is yelling at us to sit down. And I was like, you guys do understand it is game 7, second period, and it's tied 1-1. Like, I'm sorry. There is nothing wrong with standing up at a game, a concert, or whatever. It may be uncomfortable for you because you can't see. Then stand the damn up or don't bitch.
I would totally agree with you that there's times during the game for everybody to stand up, for sure.
No, right. But you can stand up as long as you want.
I'm talking about the entire game.
I don't care. It's on you. It's on you to stand up. It's on you to stand up or move. That's it.
Then I think it's on Arrowhead to provide me with another seat at
Or you just go, you got to stand in the aisle, in the standing room section.
They don't let you stand in the aisle.
Well, then you got to tell him he won't
sit down.
Again,
I'm not trying to take any kind of freedoms away from Goldie. All I'm trying to do is, it sounds like you're trying to defend him more than you're trying to give me an opportunity to get what I paid for.
Brother, yes, you're going to have to figure something out, brother, because you're going to be dealing with this every single game.
And I think, I don't think you can make him sit down.
Which I
want to
do it in the kindest way
possible. Right. You can't make him sit down. Until you ask him,
Ray,
will you sit
you
down? And then you start swinging.
Right,
that's how you make somebody sit down.
No, you don't have to swing. You just wait until he turns his back and then you push him over and he goes tumbling down the stairs.
I would rather just be friends with Goldie.
You can always start with throwing your vodka Red Bull in his face.
You could do that.
That's a souvenir cup, Bob.
Or you can just yell, down in front! Down in front!
What does that mean?
Down in front, like sit down.
But you shield your voice so he doesn't know where it's coming
from. Yeah, so he doesn't know it's you. So he doesn't know it's the guy.
So cover your mouth. Sit down.
Down in front.
I'm 28 right now.
8-9.
Here's my problem.
Can't see anything.
You make a better door than you do window.
Hey, Goldie, bitch. Sit down.
There's no in between for me. Like, you talk about polite and all that stuff. I'm 100% on that side. But
when
I go from that side to your side, there's no in between. That's where I struggle. That's why I try not to turn it on.
But coach, it's
not tough.
Tough.
I'm not trying to say I'm tough. I'm just saying I get mad. I'll either be, I get nice or frustrated.
God bless. Issues with the phone. Guys, we're already at an hour. But I am saying this. We weren't at a symphony. We were not at a church service. We were at a football game. So he's going to be barbaric and stand up. You're going to be barbaric and approach him with a very stern vocal lesson or vocabulary burial service, and you annihilate his ass, and then you start
swinging.
How's it
going, man?
Doing well.
I got a question for you. So I was at the game on Sunday against the Browns. And
box office.
Yeah, and so I'm a season ticket holder. It's my first season having season tickets, and Goldie was the guy standing in front of me at a personalized jersey, and he stood up the entire game. And so I had a hard time seeing, so I'd have to dodge left, dodge right, and I mean – I just couldn't see around him, so I just wanted to know what the policy is of Arrowhead. If, like, he has to sit down or he's allowed to stand up and block my view.
Try and get a freebie.
I mean, there is no, like, stadium policy on standing or sitting or kind of what you have to do. I mean, we understand, obviously, like, having
for a autograph
of you, like, would make you have to stand and stuff like that, but there's nothing that we can do.
This guy doesn't even know his own name.
I mean, it's something that, well, I guess when we go to renewal next year, and obviously we can look to change your seats or move you.
I just didn't know if there was something, like, if I'm supposed to get an usher or if I'm just supposed to deal with it. Like, am I supposed to, like, kick his ass or?
I mean, unfortunately, there's nothing we can do because, I mean, as long as he's and not disturbing other people besides his standing. I mean, it's just...
What if he's keeping other people from
nothing
seeing?
We can do because, I mean, he's at a football game. He's at his seats.
Ask for some freebies.
So,
you're asking the same question.
And so since I had to watch the first half on the Jumbotron because I couldn't see around Goldie, can I get a Pat Mahomes sign ball?
Anything. I mean, we don't do stuff like that, unfortunately.
Oh, anything. Can I get, like, a blade of grass?
I mean, I can put a note in your account, but we just don't have stuff like that.
Yeah, we need gift certificates or something.
Like a gift certificate to the gift shop?
I paid $18.
I mean, I can see.
Yes, yes. That's what you're going to do.
There's anything we can do, yes, but got it. Yeah. I'd have to call you back because most of our people are out at lunch.
Out at lunch? What are you at, Bubs?
Oh, are they at Bubs Barbecue?
No, they're not.
All right. Well, yeah, I just wanted to call and see what if there was a policy about him having to sit down. Because then if I stand up, then the ladies behind me couldn't see, and I feel bad. But should I just say F those ladies and stand up? Is that what you –
I mean, that's pretty much all that right now I can tell you to do.
So say F the ladies.
Really?
F the ladies.
It is like when I was in the
F
lower
the
level.
Ladies. Nice.
No, it was upper level. We're talking 300s.
Yeah, but I'm saying like that's how it was for me.
Oh.
Like,
oh, low key flex.
When people stood up in front of me, obviously for me to be able to see I to stand up, which then causes people behind me to stand up. I mean, it's just one of those things that.
Yeah, but that's what, I mean, to me, that's the joy of being at Arrowhead.
Everybody kind of has to do it. So.
You didn't buy a seat to stand
yeah.
up.
Yeah, because I bought a seat. I didn't buy a stand-up. I bought a seat. That was kind of my thing. But, I mean, maybe I'm just, you know, old and grumpy.
I mean, I get what you're saying. I mean, there's nothing that we can do.
You can give us gifts first.
Okay. All right.
Jersey.
Can I, like, flip the coin at the next home game, like, as a...
That's a good fake laugh.
Not really much we can do.
Okay.
All
right, and if you could, and when you talk to Andy Reid today, can you tell him to give Edwards-Helaire the ball more because he's on my fantasy team?
All right,
thank you.
Gift certificates.
Oh, and don't forget my gift certificates.
Brother, it sounds like you're SOL.
That's exactly what it sounds like. Sounds like he needs to stand your ass up and F the ladies behind you.
I'm not trying to get anything, so there's not being SOL. I would just bring it to
brother.
Somebody's attention.
I mean,
I'm not mad.
He was saying
that
they
– the game.
He may be able to get you a blade
but
of grass.
That is disturbance.
They may
that's
be able to move
to
you.
Understand. I don't – that's fine if they want to move me. I would rather
– So the here's the situation right now. You need to
write
a letter.
Here's another thing is –
We can get you the contact. You need to send a letter and a picture of Fatty's big ass.
Yeah.
Coach, you got better seats. I bet you're in the lower deck. I guarantee you.
Like, and you know how you guys talk about people are standing – like, you know how Lunchbox – he made his parallel to being at the hockey game and how guys – there's an environment. Like, when it's third down and 10 and you're at home and they're – you know, everybody's standing. Dude, we're talking about – his buddy didn't stand. Think of the third level – Goldie was the only brother standing.
That's embarrassing.
That's what I meant by that. I wasn't saying like, I'm just saying like, the entire ring was sitting down. He was the only guy standing.
It doesn't matter. Just because if there was
his
everybody,
buddy,
would, no.
It wasn't an environmental stand. It wasn't like a yay.
Maybe,
this is a big
no,
moment
people,
stand. Like a,
okay,
a,
so maybe he buys a ticket, but he can't fit in the seat, so he stands. It doesn't
but
matter.
That's not
he,
fair to me, dude. I just slipped a disc in my back and drove 8 hours and spent $2,000
right.
on the
no,
seat.
There's
now
way
he's
I can't
on
sit.
IL.
So
three
I can't
weeks.
Sit. Guys,
now.
Here's what it is. Everybody Turf has though. Different demands. How did they accommodate people that are handicapped? They give them a special seat. You had a very bad situation where a guy was in front of you for two quarters. They need to make it right, and I think they're going to.
Yeah, I just want
to say he does have the right to stand up, but guess what? That ain't right. That's getting annoying, okay? So you need to make it right, Kansas City Chiefs, and give Pitts a better seat. Goldie, for God's sakes, needs to do something. They need to put Goldie in the aisle.
This may not right. be all for naught.
Right.
May not
odds
even be his
Goldie's
ticket.
At the next game.
I was gonna say, may not
so
even.
I don't know if Pitts were necessarily like season ticket seats, were they?
Yeah, I mean,
oh,
it's
yeah, they're
people,
all
those are season
tickets. I would say the 300s are more season tickets than the lower level. You know, the bigger money.
Well,
is
than
like,
that, dudes,
you know, like corporate free.
I mean, that guy, the guy that I just talked to was in the lower bowl, and it was the same thing. When people would stand up, he'd have to stand
okay,
up.
Okay, buddy.
Dude,
I just got third level because of the view. Like, if I wanted that environment,
view, right.
If I wanted the view that I had from that game, I could have bought my season ticket in the lower level. I've had that. I don't want that.
You
I want to be up there and see the
to
game.
To write and complain to the Kansas City Chiefs.
We'll see. I will.
Call back.
I had a great time in the first game.
Call back. They'll be done with lunch here in 30 minutes.
Yeah. I would be happy with taking my seat, my wrong seat.
Hey,
I enjoyed that couple.
You got to love corporate America. All our people are at lunch.
All of them?
Well, then you know what? Why even worry about my request? Don't
I got a question.
About it.
But he's not at lunch, so why doesn't he help me?
Yeah.
I mean, he goes, everybody's at lunch. Well, you answered the damn phone,
that's
so why don't you do
America,
that?
Corporate
America, dude. Reading off cue cards.
So the entire staff is at lunch. Okay. Okay, great. Are they at Bubs? No, they're not at Bubs. Well, we made up Bubs. I hope they're not at Bubs.
No, we had Bubs last week.
It's make believe.
No, Bubs hidden real.
No, we
all
haven't
right.
tried Bubs yet.
Man, that was good.
Hey,
Pitts is pickle. That was good, man. Yeah, good to see fun. You. I'm glad. Hey,
take care
hopefully
of your pickle.
Be better. It's always
hey,
bad stuff when
hey,
I come and talk good stuff.
We had Pitts is pickle and his butthole was puckered. Yeah. That was all Sunday.
Coach, is your butthole still puckered, Bub?
It was a good game. We played a great football team.
Are you still puckered?
No.
Are you loose now?
No, I mean, I'm going to be puckered for the end of the, I'll be puckered till February.
Pucky puck.
Pucker. Fuck you.
All right. Happy Wednesday, guys.
You too, Coach. Absolutely. Thank you.
Go Chiefs.
We don't even get to do my DraftKings dilemma.
Okay, Coach. It probably wasn't even that good.
No, it was.
It's probably better than all that.
It was actually just a fill-in segment.
No, there's no fill-in segments on this show.
More sports, less lifestyle, though. That is good that it was another sports segment.
And we got to say pickle a bunch.
Yeah. And we didn't decide on our Cowboys bet. We'll decide on Friday.
What do you mean? I already did it.
What?
I already placed it.
No, you didn't.
I placed mine.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, $5.
Okay. Because I have a
Has
few
it moved?
No, it's still three, but I have a few reasons of why, and we'll talk about that Friday. So, all right. Have a good Wednesday, guys. Happy hump day. Green team, no game tonight. We got to bye.
Thanks, Coach. None of them are listening. Nobody cares.
No,
Thank
but
you.
Everybody wants to know how the green team's doing. We're 1-0 on the new season, and we have a bye the second week because there's not enough teams, I guess, in the league. So
soccer, fall ball?
Not a lot of interest.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Bye, brother.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Thank you, boys.
Hey. Mm. Pitt's going to stand up the rest of the season.
Oh, brother. It's going to suck. I think he gets new seats, and I guarantee they give him a discount on something.
I don't know.
If you don't know the customer service at every business in America, you're doing yourself a disservice.
That was the customer service coach? They were all out to lunch.
They were out lunch.
We're going above him.
That was the boss.
That was the guy that answers the phones when nobody else is around. He's not who we're trying for.
Gosh, everyone's gone?
I'm sorry. Yeah, there's just nothing we can do.
Everyone's out to lunch?
Technically, yeah. Hey. They're entitled to stand the whole time.
I like his answer. Hey, can I get a Patty Mahomes signed football? We can't do that. Can I get a blade of grass? Well, I could put a note in your file.
Can I have lunch with Patty? That'd be nice.
And, I mean, hey, look for Edwards-Helaire to have a big game this weekend because he's going to talk to Andy Reid.